It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a midweek Wednesday, all presented by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company. Well, coming up, after we play them and dive into some storytelling about them, we'll get you to Eric Church, that February concert. Tickets on sale this Friday. That's coming up next. But first, we got to take a swim back to
2006.
Second straight morning, we go back to 06. And how Kenneth Eric Church, the Chief, just about right out of the gates, cost himself a career. Eric Church, born in Granite Falls, North Carolina, but grew up there in the lovely vista known as Statesville, just north of Charlotte. Started playing in bars because in Statesville they got a lot of them, trust me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Yeah, if it's not a barbecue place, it's a bar or a church. And Eric was in all of them at one point or another. Well before drinking age, too. In fact, his first band would play pretty much nothing but Jimmy Buffett covers. Can you imagine that for Eric? Yeah, but he had eyes set on Nashville. I got to know him a little bit, too, just in the area before he even moved off to Nashville. They had a band called the Mountain Boys, and you could book him for just about anything. But before he moved to Nashville, he did end up going the four-year route and graduated from Appalachian State University with a degree in marketing. So you would think he would know how to start this thing and keep it going. Well, the Chief, he stumbled. The first ever big tour, right as his first album was launching, first ever big tour he was on was with Rascal Flatts in 2006. And this is like peak Flatts, mid-2000s. They were humming along. It was a good spot and a good tour to be on. Eric Church was the opener right before them, so he got the most time. And you would think, but he kept wanting more time, but he never asked. In fact, Rascal Flatts had to consistently, on the first couple of dates on the tour, say, hey, you're playing a little too long on the allotted time. Because everybody's
like,
yeah, well, we got to do this here, you know. Well,
not the headliner.
They kept warning him. He kept playing. They kept warning him. He kept playing. And then finally, after he deliberately played about 20 minutes over his allotted time on the Rascal Flatts tour, he was fired from it. Yeah. And then replaced by a 16-year-old Taylor Swift, who then
Savage
would go on to become probably a big thing. Yeah. Eric Church, by the way, that's why he got Taylor's first ever gold record. She gave it to him.
Aw, that was nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Sharing with the group.
Hey, that's all part of the magic and mystique of one of the coolest dudes always in the room. And you will be next February at Dickie's. When you win your way, coming up to see this guy next, it's Eric Church. The Flashback on Hank.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing there. On-